All right. Welcome back, everyone. Ready to dive in. Today, we're tackling something that's honestly a bit of a beast. But when you get it right, it can seriously transform how a company runs.
I think I know where you're going with this. We talked about those labor management solutions.
Got it. And, you know, I got to say, prepping for this deep dive, going through all the research you sent over, it's not just about picking the right software.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of folks trip up, I think. They jump right to the tech without laying the proper groundwork.
Exactly. And one of those articles, it was actually a study, really drove that point home. Something like companies that didn't have clearly defined goals before implementing a system were way more likely to fail.
70% more likely, to be exact. And it makes sense, right? It's like, imagine you're setting off on a road trip.
Hold on, I love a good analogy. Lay it on me.
Okay, so you're hitting the open road, but you haven't decided where you're going. You just know you want to go somewhere.
Yeah, that's not exactly a recipe for a successful trip. You'll end up lost, frustrated, probably arguing with whoever's in the car with you.
Precisely. And it's the same with these labor management systems. If you don't know what you're trying to achieve, how can you possibly choose the right tool or even measure whether it's working?
So before we even think about software, we got to nail down those goals.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't just be like, we want to save money or we want to be more efficient.
Right.
Too vague.
Way too vague. You need specifics, measurable objectives, things you can actually track. So instead of just save money, maybe it's reduce overtime costs by 15% or increase scheduling accuracy to 98%.
I see. So you're giving yourself a target to aim for. Makes the whole thing way more concrete.
Okay, but let's say you've got those clear goals. You found what seems like the perfect software. How do you get everyone else on board? Because let's be real, some folks are going to resist change. Oh, for sure. And you know, honestly, it's understandable. Think about it from an employee's perspective. A new system can feel like, uh-oh, Big Brother's watching, or they're trying to squeeze more out of me.
Yeah, not exactly the vibe you want to create. So how do you avoid that?
Communication. Transparency. You got to explain not just what's changing, but why it's changing. And most importantly, how it will benefit them.
Right. Because chances are there are some real advantages for employees, too.
Absolutely. It could mean fairer scheduling, less chaotic workloads, even new opportunities for training and advancement.
Okay, so you're making a strong case for communication, getting everyone on the same page. But I'm also seeing this theme pop up over and over, the data piece. I mean, some of these sources we're talking about gathering data on, like, everything.
Yeah, that can be a bit overwhelming. And it's easy to fall into the trap of more data is always better, but that's not necessarily true.
So how do you strike that balance? What data actually matters?
Again, it goes back to your goals. What are you trying to achieve? If you're aiming to optimize scheduling, then you need data on, say, employee availability, their skill sets, peak workload times. If it's about boosting productivity, you're looking at output to employee, how long tasks are taking, any bottlenecks in the workflow.
Gotcha. So you're being strategic about what you track. It's not just about collecting every single data point you can get your hands on.
Exactly. And once you have that data, that's when you can really start digging into which labor management solution is the right fit. Because just like you said earlier, it's definitely not one size fits all.
Yeah, I keep thinking about that, the square peg, round hole thing. I mean, there are so many systems out there. So let's break it down. What are some of the key things companies should consider when they're trying to choose the right one?
Well, first off, size definitely matters. A small business with, say, 20 employees and pretty simple scheduling needs. They don't need the same complex software as, say, a huge manufacturing plant with multiple shifts, hundreds of workers, and all kinds of variables to track.
Right, right. Makes sense. Okay, so size, what else?
Industry is huge. Some systems are specifically designed for, say, healthcare or retail or hospitality. They take into account the unique needs and challenges of those sectors.
Ah, I see. So you're not trying to shoehorn yourself into a system that wasn't built for your kind of work.
Exactly. And of course, budget always plays a role.
Yeah, got to be realistic about what you can afford.
Okay,
so let's say you've done all your homework, you've picked a system, you've implemented it, everyone's on board, you're gathering all the right data. End of story, right?
Oh, if only it were that simple. Unfortunately, that's where a lot of companies, they kind of drop the ball. They think implementation is the finish line.
But it's really just the beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need that continuous improvement. It's like, think about fitness goals.
Okay, I'm with you.
You don't just work out for a month and then boom, you're fit forever. You got to keep at it. Adjust your routine as needed, really.
Yeah, staying in shape is a constant process.
And it's the same with these systems. You got to keep monitoring the data, getting feedback from employees, tweaking things. Maybe the initial goals you set, they need to be revised. Maybe certain features, they're not working as well as you thought they would. You got to stay flexible.
So it's like this whole labor management thing, it's a journey, not a destination.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been honestly super insightful. So for everyone listening, let's recap. Effective labor management, it all boils down to clear goals, getting your employees on board, using data strategically, picking the right system for your needs, and committing to continuous improvement.
Nail on the head. And now, the big question for everyone out there is, what's the first step you can take today to move towards a more effective approach?
That's a good one to ponder. All right, until next time, keep those brains engaged. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.